This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Nerds, gay nerds, lesbo geeks, geeks, and much more. The Gay Zombie gay Unicorns zombie presents
Queer Geeks of Oz
2015.
So what's going to be different about this year's Queer Geeks of Oz, Sonia?
Different people.
Only in Melbourne.
At Oz Comic Con 2015. Queer Geeks of Oz.
Oz Comic Con.
Queer Geeks of Oz brings you
some nerdy behaviour of the queer bent and super gay kind.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
At Oz Comic Con 2015.
I think we lost everyone.
Yeah. Oh, I think Hayden's gone.
Oh, that's a shame. They're not there?
He ran away.
Aww. You're still there.
Sorry, Nicky ran around. Awesome.
They've lost someone else.
That's just us.
Well, if people volunteer to run around, don't stop them. As you know, Jim. Hang on.
I've got you even.
Well, you guys are new. You're almost all of the panel.
We do.
Did you want to say anything to introduce, or
how do you want me to intro?
Actually, yeah, you intro. You do it. No, that I sneak it when you guys are chatting in the background.
Okay.
But we're just doing. Oh no. I was going to interview. Well, all of you can do a debrief.
Yeah. So you know.
Okay, so we've just come off the stage for the third year in a row of the Queer Geeks of Oz. I've got most of the panel here. So Sonia, how did you think it went?
Well, I wasn't on the stage, but...
Well, you were side on the stage. You still butted in, so you were right.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I think it went really, really well, actually. I think most of the seats had people sitting in them, and they weren't just there for Naomi, so that's cool. And we love Naomi Grossman, of course, but...
No, it was a really, really good turnout. Yeah, it was full. Like, I was sitting up at the back and people kept coming in all through it. So, do you guys have anything you wanted to add? Like, how did you think? Did you think everyone was responsive? Did you enjoy it? Like,
I think with the people who ask questions, you can tell that the community as a whole, like, that's everyone in the whole community in Melbourne, are pretty much on the same page at the moment, that people do want equal representation and they're there to listen and find out more about what different communities are doing to make this happen and also how they could be part of it.
It's clear that there's, you know, a need and a time ready for this, that, you know, there's more representation needed and more representation obviously coming, and, you know, much like what I am about the randomness of geekhood, that there's no, you know, designated need for anything, that we should all just be human beings and there's no need for it to be segregated anymore. So the time's now, really.
This is like my third time being on the Queer Geeks of Oz panel, and the thing that, like, each year there's some other theme that is at the forefront. So, you know, I think the first was video games, and then again comics this year. I mean, it's interesting each and every time.
And it seems like every year it's fuller and fuller. Like, people pop their head in and they're like, actually, I'm going to stay. I'm really interested. There were straight couples as well as gay, young people, older people. Like, it was fantastic. Like, I think it's really great.
I think I can see another angle, actually. I think the last questions that we had about inclusion, people of colour and the racial dimensions, I think, in geekdom, clearly I think, yeah, it might be time to go into that a bit more. I mean, if just looking at Queer Geeks of Oz, we could have a go at doing that, and I've only done that as like short episodes on Sci-Fi and Squeam. To do a whole panel might be interesting, but it'll be good because I think it's time to clear the air, and people want answers. I think people clearly want answers as to why they can't see any characters that somehow can they can connect with.
Yeah, it's not taboo anymore. Yeah, like, it's taboo. Like, particularly with that last question, as you said, like, it's not. I think for a while there, people didn't want to step on anyone's toes. We're like, oh, we better not make too much noise, otherwise they'll kick us out. But I guess, like, here to stay now.
Yeah, and I think with particularly with, look at comic books and video games. People read comic books and play video games, and they want characters that they can relate to, and that's what it comes down to. So. And you see how diverse and wonderful this world is, and it's going to be a big struggle, but we have to find a way that people can be represented and they can find their way that they find that they can belong. And I think hopefully we'll get there, but we can. It's going to be a long road ahead.
Like the unicorn spewing out of its nostrils pixelated flames, riding with a cat riding it, we can do it.
We just have to follow through.
Well, I mean, if you've got BioWare, which is a big player in the gaming community now making these leaps, having transgender, gay specific, lesbian specific characters in their games in Dragon Age, that's a big call. I mean, we've got BioWare, why aren't anyone else in the gaming community making these giant leaps to do it?
And, you know, this year, spoilers, you know, there's a female took out the Mortal Kombat Championship, Cassie Cage, and there's a gay character in the Mortal Kombat series now, and openly gay.
Yeah, and I guess like now that America has got legalized same-sex marriage, there's probably going to be heaps more. And that's where they're all made. That's where the major market is. So,
well, yeah, it's a beacon. You see, whenever there's a big idea that comes across and humanity gets together with big ideas that change the world for the better and allow people to be who they truly are, good things happen. And it's a shame that Australia doesn't have those big ideas. Well, it probably does, but we don't support them in our governmental level, and this is the only way we can make change is through radical change. Only happens through that level. So I hope we see the same equality here soon.
Yes, soon.
Okay.
That's it.
That's my soapbox.
Do you guys have any final statements that you'd like to add in, or any plugs we can edit in, or?
I was playing Injustice the other day, which is a DC adaptation on the PlayStation 4, and one of my friends was. Oh, is it? Is it? All? I have a PlayStation 4.
That's all that it is, really,
it's
isn't
all
it?
In your world.
And my friend was playing as Wonder Woman, and so while he was trying to, like, you know, psych me out while we were playing, he was doing it like in Effie's voice, because Wonder Woman's a Greek goddess now. And then when I was reading the New 52 with Wonder Woman, I was reading it with Effie's voice. Thought you'd like to hear that.
Now everybody will have Effie's voice in their head when they play the game.
Exactly, that's what I want.
That's what you want.
All right, lastly, yes. If everyone can just say Queer Geeks of Oz all at once, say your names in row.
I'm Jimmy Twin, Queer Geeks of Oz.
I'm Rachel Humphreys from Queer Geeks of Oz.
I'm Dylan Adler from the Queer Geeks of Oz.
And I'm Sonia from the Queer Geeks of Oz. Thank you.
See you next year.
Yeah. See you next year.
I'll see you in New York. That's where we'd like to go.
Woo! New York. Go.
Okay. We need to go to New York.
You know, we're not going away, and no one is going to change who they are.
All I want is coffee. You know, just some coffee. Just,
the
you know.
Coffee.
It could be day-old coffee. No. I'm gross. That's actually not winter.
Yeah, no. yeah, lots of stuff. Bits and pieces. Yeah. Yeah, tap dancing for our living.
Hi, I'm Emma Caulfield.
And I'm Amber Benson.
And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on
Joy 94.9.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's great. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.5. Nice. Joy. No. 94.9.
Yes.
Joy.
And you are?
I am Terry Farrell. And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.9. Joy. 94.9.
That's awesome. I got so much there. That's great. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend.
Oh,
hope you love
too.
Melbourne. It's putting on the sun for you.
Oh,
Yes.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.